This edition of Buckeyes Instant Analysis is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, the Ohio State Buckeyes started off their 125th season with a 34-17 victory over Navy, but that score, that final score, was not indicative of how close this game really was. In fact, Ohio State trailed 7-6 at halftime and at one point trailed 14-13 in the third quarter. But eventually the Buckeyes took control of this football game and posted their first victory of the 2014 season. And it really was two big plays that turned this game around for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And those plays happened, one on defense and one on offense. The Buckeyes get a 61-yard fumble recovery and return for a touchdown by linebacker Deron Lee on the first series of the third quarter. The big hit was applied by Joey Bosa. He caused the fumble, and it was Lee scooping and scoring to give the Buckeyes the lead at that point, 13-7. Now, Navy would come right back and take that 14-13 lead that we talked about, but how about the Ohio State Buckeyes? Even after they were stopped on 4th-and-1 in the third quarter, and you question why Urban Meyer didn't take time out to review the play and everything, the Buckeyes get the ball back after a 3-and-out, and then they go up top. The big play of the game, the game breaker, the one that loosened everything up on offense for Ohio State, JT Barrett playing in his first ever game as a Buckeye, filling in for the injured Braxton Miller, who was out for the season. A play action pass called by Tom Herman. It works to perfection. JT Barrett up top to Devin Smith, an 80-yard touchdown pass, Barrett's first ever as a Buckeye. That gave Ohio State the 2014 lead, and they never really looked back from there. They led 2014 at the end of the third quarter. Navy would cut it to 2017 in the early portion of the fourth quarter, but then the Buckeyes go on a 10-play, 80-yard drive, chewing up 5 minutes and 42 seconds of the clock. Ezekiel Elliott with a 10-yard run right up the middle to give Ohio State a 27-17 lead with 8:54 to go. Again, the defense would stiffen Grant, Frazier, and Worley with a big play on 3rd-and-4. They strung out the option play, forced Navy to punt the ball once again, and then the Buckeyes take it down the field to increase the lead to 34-17 as Barrett hooks up with Michael Thomas, a 9-yard touchdown pass to make the final score 34-17 Ohio State. JT Barrett's numbers on the day: 12 of 15 throwing the football, 226 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also rushed it 9 times for 50 yards, did not get in the end zone, but all in all, a very solid opening day performance debut by JT Barrett. Total offensive yards, 276 and 2 touchdowns. The only turnover for Barrett was that interception that he threw in the first half down at the 3-yard line. He was pressured in the first half when he went to throw the football. The offensive line did not play well in the first half, but in the second half, they got together as a unit and played much better. Decker, Price, Bourne, Elfline and Baldwin, they get the job done in the second half. They ran the football up the gut in the second half. Good adjustments by Urban Meyer and Tom Herman on offense with the play calling in the second half. The weakness was up the middle. That's what they exploited. And then the play action pass really opened things up. And also on the defensive side of the ball, Chris Ash, the new guy brought in to be the co-defensive coordinator with the Buckeyes, the defense came up with some big plays. And as we look back on it, the biggest play of the game was, well, there were two plays that really turned the game around. Right before halftime, Navy missed a field goal that could have increased their lead to 10-6 at the half, and then they were getting the ball to start the second half. So they missed 3 points right before the half, and then they get the ball to start the second half and turn it over, and it turns into a touchdown. So that's a 10-point swing right there, and the Buckeyes take advantage of it. They wear Navy down in the fourth quarter. It wasn't pretty, and again, it was closer than the final score indicated, but Ohio State gets the win over Navy, 34-17. Let's take a look at some of the individual numbers. We already gave you Barrett as far as rushing the football. Barrett ended up being the leading rusher for the Buckeyes with those 50 yards on the ground, but Curtis Samuel with 45 yards on 7 carries. Ezekiel Elliott started slow but finished strong, 12 carries, 44 yards, and a touchdown. Dontre Wilson with 6 carries for 43 yards. In the receiving category, Devin Smith, 2 catches, 94 yards, and that big game-breaking touchdown of 80 yards. Dontre Wilson, 2 catches, 46 yards. So when you look at Dontre Wilson, 89 yards of total offense for the Buckeyes. They're going to need that out of him throughout this entire season with Braxton Miller out for the year. Michael Thomas had 3 catches for 39 yards and that one touchdown grab. So credit to the Buckeyes for making halftime adjustments, getting the job done in the second half, and they come away with a 34-17 win in the opener. And this edition of Buckeyes Instant Analysis was brought to you by Joe Lazor Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Lazor for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town and C-Bus, keep it real and go Buckeyes!